Kevin Moran, is that saying that right? Moran. He's going to say his name better than I can, but let's give it up for Moran, who's awesome and amazing, and applause.
Thank you. You came here like 6 months ago, and Brian told me just put your name in the hat, and there I am. So 10 years ago, I used to break into banks to make a living. I used to steal anything between $1,000 to $10,000 a week, or every 2 weeks. And I was part of a team of three people. We were hackers. We had a little office downtown in Tel Aviv, in Israel. And we'd break into banks and steal their money, and then we'd cash it, go back to the owners of the bank and tell them, look, we stole your money. Why don't you secure your bank better? Give us a little bit of that, and let us secure your bank and help you kind of close everything so the bad guys wouldn't actually steal your money. And we did it occasionally. And I love this job. I mainly love telling that I do this job in parties because it felt such a cool thing. And my life was so exciting. And deep inside, I always wanted to be a scientist. I wanted to be a scientist, but I felt that I would never top that. Like, I can never have an exciting life as a scientist as much as I have as a hacker. So it's September 2000, and we have a little job to break into a little bank in Israel, in Tel Aviv. It's a very small bank that has very few branches, and we do a pretty good job. We have 2 weeks to break into it, and after 5 days, we tear it apart. So we can do whatever we want. We can transfer money from one account to the other. We can look at all the information of everyone, and we did our job, and I'm ready to just sign off on this thing and send it to the board of directors. And then Tammy, one of the members of my team, she comes to me and she said, have you seen the job description? And I say, yeah, it's the same one as we always get. And she says, yeah, but did you read it carefully? And she hands me the paper with job description, and it reads something like, the team can try any means of breaking in, physical, software, infrastructure, blah, blah, blah. And I say, yeah, what does it mean? And she says, it means we can break into the bank physically, go and rob the bank, not just computer breaking, but actually go and rob the bank. And we should do that. Now, Tammy, she's 35. She just broke up with a boyfriend after 9 years because she wanted to have a baby, and he didn't want to have a baby, so she broke up with him. And she's very unstable, and I know that when she comes and says, let's break into the bank. And I'm the boss, and I say, well, but we don't know how to break into banks. That's not our, like, we know how to break into banks with computers. We don't know how to actually go and rob a bank. And she says, well, you know, how many times in your life do you get to break into a bank, and if you get caught, it's okay because you just did your job and it's okay and it's like you're part of the team. And if you fail and if you succeed, you actually walk into a bank. You know, you live only once, let's do it. And she says, please, 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 let's rob the bank, please, please. And I like look at her and I start thinking it makes sense. And I say, okay, let's rob the bank. So this is the weekend starts and three of us are planning how to rob a bank. And we don't know anything about it, and as much as you can think, there's not much about it on the internet at the time. So we couldn't find a book that says breaking into banks for dummies. So we start looking and finding ways, and it turns out we have to come up with a way ourselves. So we plan a very elaborate way to break into a bank, which is a little branch up in northern Tel Aviv that has only one teller, so there's not going to be too much crowd there. And we have one of us, Gal, the younger, that is an insider. He's going to go to the bank first, and he's going to have a little camera on his belly, a hidden camera. He's going to film everything, so if something goes wrong, we're going to have footage showing that we didn't do anything bad. And Tammy and me, we're going to go afterwards when he signals us that there's no one else in the bank, so no one's going to pull a gun or something and starts freaking out. And we're going to go and we're going to rob the bank. We're going to take a little bit of money from one of the safe boxes that we pick in advance because we have all information about the bank. We picked the name of a woman that whose name resembled Marilyn Monroe. It was Marilyn Moreno, but I felt it's like Marilyn Monroe, and I said we're going to break into Marilyn Monroe's safe. So it's Monday morning, and God is inside, and he signals us to come inside, and we come and we start walking to the teller, and I start having doubts. I mean, I'm not sure how many of you had the chance to rob a bank in your life, but it's really scary. And there's a thing where there's a moment before you say it's a bank robbery where you can still take it back. So you can still walk in and say, oh my God, it's a mistake, and leave, and then it's okay. But once you say it's a bank robbery, you can't, like, even if you regret it, you still said it, and now you have to do something with, like, and you can't, like, say, sorry, it's a mistake, we're gonna leave. So I'm kind of hesitating, but Tammy, she just broke up with her boyfriend and she doesn't take anything, and she goes and says, it's a bank robbery, we want to go to the safe and open number 10003. And the teller, she's like a 25-year-old girl. She's never seen a customer in this place ever, and she's like studying for the SAT. She puts a marker in the book. She stands up like nonchalant, goes with Tammy to the back room, and opens the thing. And now I'm sitting there in the middle. And Gal, his job, he's the youngest. His job was also to use this time to take pictures of the place, because we sometimes find people leaving post-it notes with the password next to the computer, and we can put that in the report. So his job is to take pictures to find more things that we can actually put in the report. So he's doing that, and Tammy is in the backseat with the bank owner, with the teller, trying to kind of open the safe, and I'm sitting there, and I don't remember what I'm supposed to do at the time. Like, I have a few minutes, and I know it has been a few times, but now I'm sitting there, and I have nothing to do. So I see Gary there, he's like, taking pictures, and he's pretty short, and he's finding it hard to take pictures. So I say, I'm going to help him. So I kind of pull my hands together, and I lift him so he can take pictures from a higher place, and then we do that, and the teller comes back, and she sees us, and for her, just a customer and another bank robber, so she doesn't know we put it together. So now she's very confused to see me helping him take pictures of the bank robbery. And then she's starting to smile, she's like confused, she goes back and sits in her place, and then Tammy, the other girl, hands me the little box that she took with the money that we thought we were going to take from Marilyn Monroe, which should be a couple of hundreds of dollars. And then I open it, and lo and behold, Marilyn Monroe just broke up with her boyfriend a few days before, and she took all the jewelry and put it in the box. And I open it, and I see something that looks like $1 million worth of jewelry. And now we have no liability for that. We can't take that. So I call Tammy and I say, look, Tammy, we can't take that. We have to put it back. And she says, what do you mean? You brought it back next week. I say, no, it's too much money. We can't live with that. We have to put it back. She says, no, and we start fighting there. And the bank teller, she's kind of amused by now. She looks at us and she's like, she's seen better bank robberies before. And she's like, smiling. And now, God, he's 17 years old, and he's just finished school, and he's about going to the army in a few months. So he never dated a girl in his life. So he feels it's the chance to hit on the girl, the teller. So he goes to her and starts standing with her and telling her that he's part of the team, and he actually planned everything, and it's all in this touch setting. And I fight with Tammy, and I take the box, and I say, I'm going to put it back. So I go to the teller, and I tell her, sorry, I'm really sorry to apologize. I just need to take the key and put it back. She's giving the key and says, just go yourself. I cannot be coming. I'm not going anywhere with you anymore. So I'm apologetic and saying, really sorry, just a second. I take the key and I go to the back room to open the safe and put the box back, and I leave everyone behind, and I spend a few minutes doing that, and I come back and I see that Gal, the kid, is giving his phone number to the teller. Now, we had a long debate beforehand whether we should or should not put ski masks, so no one's going to know us. But if you give the phone number and name to the teller, it's kind of puts everything in perspective. So he gives the phone number to the woman, and then, because it didn't look like a bank robbery, a woman enters the bank with a baby, and she goes in and she starts writing a check because she doesn't feel that anything is weird there. So she's trying to write a check with the baby, and she can't hold the baby. So Tammy, she loves babies, she holds the baby for her. And now the baby starts crying because his mom is writing a check, and Tammy likes to hold the baby, and she loves babies, and she starts singing a lullaby. She says, no. She says, Hebrew, sleep, sleep, my little child. And it's very peaceful. And suddenly she starts crying because of the fighting with me and the bank robbery and the boyfriend and the baby. She's starting to cry. And then it's like everything is weird. And I realize that bank breaking is not going to work. So I pull Gal in one hand and I pull Tammy in the other. And then I just run away to my car. And we get into my car and we start driving away in silence. And all this time, Tammy is crying next to me. And I look at the back mirror and I see Gal in the back, he's smiling, he's grinning, he's going to go on a date tomorrow with a teller, so we drive in silence to the office, and then I get to the office, and I start to think about all this happened, and the failed breaking, and I tell myself that this was a pretty good day, it's an exciting day, and I tell myself that in a way, these good days don't come just from like having a job that gives it, it comes from saying yes to things, and I realize that I just need to keep saying yes to things, so I quit my job, and sign up for university, and apply for Caltech, and since then I've been there.
Come on. Good evening. The next storyteller will be Pete Goldfinger. Let's give Maran another. Pete Goldfinger will be next. I was once hiking in Runyon Canyon, and there was this guy walking with this ugly fucking like pug, mutt, drooling, disgusting, ugly dog. And I walked by this other guy with this greyhound, beautiful dog. And I was like, how does that pug feel? Like, does it even think it's in the same species? That's how I felt when he was up here. That's right. He's fucking with that hair, and he's fucking born in France, raised in Israel, robs banks, and he's a fucking brain surgeon scientist. We're not even the fucking same species. I don't fucking... Which is good. If the aliens ever come and they take one of each, maybe they'll take both of us. Fuck me. He's on the list. With George Clooney, he's on the list of guys I would. Okay. Michael Jordan, George Clooney, and that guy. Okay, let's get some scores.